Are we ready? I think so.
Hello, everyone. This is Chef Carl Cedilia, and here we are at Ted's of Beverly Hills, you know, on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, as well as all the other holidays and practically all the other days that we are in business. Did I say practically? I meant to say practically, but in many ways it is practically because it's a bit fractured. We don't allow children in our restaurant except for certain special occasions. That's Ted's rule, not mine. That's Ted's family rule, not mine. Bud Dickman?
Yeah, just want to emphasize that.
Yes. However, coming up tonight, Chef Santa Cedilia will be listening to the Christmas wishes of some children from my imagination. Yeah? What is that supposed to mean? Excuse me, folks, I'm Ted Bell. Hold on. You just put your hand directly on my chest. Yes, I did. You told me that I could have Christmas Eve, didn't you?
I didn't know.
Didn't know. You didn't think, did you?
I didn't know you were going to take it. Ruin my business.
How am I ruining your business by saying that I'm going to sit there and listen to the wishes, Christmas wishes of children?
Well, that, right there, your voice cracking gives me everything I need to know.
Well, yeah, what is that?
You're nervous about it? You don't think it'll work?
It'll work. It'll be... Sit down. I'm Chef Santa Cedilia, and I'll be hearing the Christmas wishes of children tonight at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California, it's time for the Chef Santa Cedilia Show.
Yeah.
There you go. Jesus Christ.
They heard you say Jesus Christ.
No, they didn't. Welcome, everybody. I'm Chef Carl Cedilia. Welcome to the Santa Cedilia Show. It's wonderful to have all of you here with us. And tonight, I'm going to do something very special here. I'm going to be listening to the Christmas wishes of young people who will be sitting here on my knee, and we're going to hear them out. Here at Ted's of Beverly Hills, we rarely have children in the restaurant. It's an adult experience. Children are allowed here in the last 15 minutes of New Year's for 15 minutes on Christmas Eve, and then it's very politely. We say thank you for bringing the kids in. Great to see them. Now, would you just, if you wouldn't mind getting them out of here, that's how we do things. Ted Bell to tell you more.
Yeah. First of all, folks, I didn't approve this.
Thank you.
Don't put your hand on.
As one who has a fiduciary interest here in Ted's of Beverly Hills, I'm making this judgment call. I'm doing this tonight, Ted. Okay?
I understand, but you make it sound like we don't like kids.
We do love kids, and we've got some kids here today who will be sitting on my knee.
No, you don't. You're going to be...
Yes, I'm going to be pretending that I'm a kid because we don't have any kids here tonight. All of the kids were supposed to be out of here about 10 minutes ago. You got that right, bud?
Yeah, about 10 minutes ago, he told them all to get out.
We didn't tell them to get out. We asked them...
Ted, why did you just let Chef Santa Cedilia have this?
Have what? Because the way you said have this, it's like you were holding in your hand something.
I ought to smack your face.
Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you very much for being with us. Welcome to the Chef Santa Cedilia Show. Oh, man. All right, let's have this first. Here we have our very first little boy. He's going to sit on my knee and tell me what he wants for Christmas. And your name is what?
My name is Billy.
Okay, Billy. And what would you like for Christmas?
Well, I would like to have a train, and I think I'd like to have, you know, a truck.
A train and a truck. That's wonderful. Billy would like a train and a truck. What do you think about that, huh? I think that's great. I think you ought to get it, don't you? What are you looking at?
What am I looking at?
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
And let's bring on now, here's a little boy by the name of Tommy. Hey, Tommy. Sit up right here on my knee. How are you tonight?
Chef Cedilia, I'm doing good.
Well, good. And what would you like for Christmas, Tommy?
You know, Chef Cedilia, I would like one of those cars that you drive on the driveway.
Cars that you drive on the driveway? Well, that could be anything. That could be like your daddy's car?
No, it's when it was a kid.
Oh, you want a toy car that you can drive?
Yeah, so the kid can drive.
Okay. Timmy or Billy, what was your name again?
I don't know.
You don't know?
You don't know. You're the guy, you're doing the voice.
Oh, my God.
Sit down, will you?
Sit down, Ted.
Okay, Billy, Timmy. Way to do it. Yeah. There's Billy, Timmy. He wants a car that you can drive, like a little kid car that he can drive himself. Yeah.
Bud?
Hey, yeah, our next kid here is Tommy.
Hey, Tommy, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Tommy, you want what for Christmas?
I want to have a stuffed moose.
Why would you want to have a stuffed moose?
Because I've seen it on a TV show, a show about Canada, and the mooses was running wild. It looked like fun.
Okay, a stuffed moose. You don't want a real moose.
No, I couldn't have a real moose. I don't think I'd be able to feed it.
All right. Timmy or Tommy, what is his name again?
I forget.
Wants a stuffed moose, one of those, just like a stuffed toy.
Yeah, it's like my sister has a doll. I want to have a doll moose.
Okay, a doll moose, a stuffed moose for Tommy Timmy, or Tim, whatever the hell the kid's name was. Hey, yeah. You stand up, come on over here, Ted. Ted Bell has been standing in the doorway staring at me like he's looking at something, like he's looking at something that leaked out of his anus. You know, that is very uncalled for. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. This is Christmas week, and to have you sitting here using this vulgar language, talking to made-up kids, it's almost perverse. What, be very careful. What do you mean by that? I mean, I'll tell you right away what I mean by that. You got a kid, an imaginary kid on your knee. You're doing the voice of the kid. It doesn't at all sound like a kid, but what does it sound like? It sounds like you doing a kid voice. Margaret?
No, I wouldn't agree. I think Chef Chedilia, and I should say Santa Chedilia, is making a good effort.
Yeah, he's making a very good effort to have kids here.
Yeah. How's that feel? Shit. All right, can we continue now? I'd like to talk to you after the show. I'll see if I got time. I'd like to talk to you after the show. I'll see if I have time. I said I'd like to talk to you after the show. I'll see if I have time. Want to say it again? Oh, he just gave me the finger.
He gave Santa Chedilia the finger. What do you think, folks? What do you think about giving Santa Chedilia the finger?
Yeah, see, they love it. Bullshit. Bullshit. All right, let me bring up another kid. Let's get another kid in here and let's just knock it off, okay? Knock off all this stupid stuff. And we have here now, we've got Susie. We got a little girl. It's about time we had a little girl to tell us what you want for Christmas, Susie. What would you like for Christmas?
I think I want to have, I'd like to have a play kitchen, like the kind that the kids have.
You want to have a what?
I want to have a pretend, it's like a toy kitchen.
Oh, a toy kitchen. A toy kitchen, that sounds really great. Would you like to someday be Santa Chedilia?
I think I'd like to be the chef. I thought about Leah, like you are right now.
Yeah, look at that. Hey, that is a great, great aspiration. We could use the help, kid. What are you doing tonight?
Sit down, Ted, if you don't mind. My restaurant.
Mr. Bell is now heckling.
He's not heckling diddly squat. Chef Carl Chedilia here. That was little Susie. Now let's bring on another kid who wants to tell Chef Santa Chedilia what he'd like for Christmas. Come on up. What's your name?
My name is Mark.
Your name is Mark or Monk?
Monk.
Monk. Come on, will you, Chedilia?
Hey.
What's your name?
My name is Monk.
Monk? No, you fat pervert. What did you just call me?
Chef Chedilia, you just called yourself that.
Yeah, you're doing a voice.
I know it, but still, it seemed wrong of me to say that to me.
I said my name is Monk.
Your name is Monk? That's what I'm hearing.
No.
Spell it.
M-A-R-K.
Mark.
Is that how you say it?
Get out of here, you piece of shit.
Oh my God, he just called a little kid.
You just called a little kid a piece of shit.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I did. Considering the fact that I'm doing his voice, so who cares? Yeah? Yeah. All right, folks, this is Chef Santa Chedilia. On this day, Christmas Eve, we're having a ball from Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'm Chef Santa Chedilia. Hey guys, it's Phil Henry. Don't forget to get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Get 1 month for less than $10, a year for less than $7 a month. It's the greatest value online other than porn.
Here at Ted's.
Yeah.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
That's right. We want to put our meat directly into your mouth here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And this is Chef Santa Chedilia with you here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Let me bring on Ted Bell.
Oh, really?
Yes. So I know you are finding fault with a lot of things I'm doing tonight, but I'm trying to do something, anything, other than
Tedmas. That's the thing. See right there.
No, it's not Ted. Oh, hold on, Margaret. It's not what you think, Ted. It's that the Tedmas thing. You've had disastrous promotion after disastrous promotion. We all know about it. Now you want to do Tedmas, and we all know what Tedmas is. It's you in a diaper in a manger.
Every year I have laid in the manger for a total of 30 seconds. Wearing a big goofy diaper that says diaper on it, okay? And I'm laying there, I got my glasses on, I've got a drink.
It is, some people consider it sacrilegious.
Why?
You're laying where the baby Jesus. I'm not being the baby Jesus. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not trying to say I'm not laying there and saying, "Hi, I'm Jesus. I have a drink and a diaper." Are you out of your mind?
Well, then why are you laying in a manger?
Because it's there. Because the family hasn't arrived yet. The backstory is, folks, if you've come to Ted's in Beverly Hills, you'll see. Tomorrow night, I will be laying in a manger, but I'll be there before Joseph and his wife get there with the kid. And I'll be laying there with a drink, and I'll be saying, "Come out into Ted's. Hi, I'm Ted Bell." And then you'll hear the jingle. I'll get up out of the manger. I'll walk into the office, put my pants back on. Big deal.
So you're trying to tell us that tomorrow night, I'm not trying to tell you anything. I've done this every year.
You have done it every year. And every year you have complaints.
Every year we have people say, "Hey, where's Ted? Is he in the diaper or not?"
All right, so go ahead.
So I just told you. Tomorrow night, I will lay in the manger.
What time?
About 7 o'clock, just as the early dinner rush starts. And
7 o'clock's the early rush?
Yeah, just for us at Ted's in Beverly Hills, we don't stop serving till 2 a.m., huh? Okay, that's who we are, right? We aren't a bunch of punks. We serve dinner until 2 a.m.
Thank you. I will say that I don't like the fact that you got me back there working.
Yeah, you get paid good for it.
Oh, is that right?
Well, you do.
Well, I don't think I do.
Oh, boy, man.
Ted Bell is with us. So go ahead and tell me. You're going to be in the manger. Every year I lay in the manger. Basically what I do is I lay in a wooden cradle. I'm wearing a diaper. I have a cocktail. I have my glasses on. I've got a cigarette. And I'm holding a Ted's menu, and I'm saying, "Come on in. Whatever you want, I got." Okay?
And you're laying in the manger.
Joseph and Mary aren't there, and Jesus isn't there. Then I'll say, "I gotta go, because we're expecting the family." I get up, I leave, I go into my office, take off the diaper, put on my pants. God.
All right, Ted, we just want to know, okay? A lot of people have commented.
No, they have not. You're making that up.
Oh, Margaret.
Ted, you know full well people have complained. Some people, the same people every year complain, and the same people I explain it to. This is Tedmas. It's not Christmas, it's Tedmas. It happens the day before Jesus is born. It's when Ted Bell is in a diaper. And I'm not saying to the world, "Hey, I'm bringing peace." I'm saying, "I've got some of the best steak. You go ahead and slip. I'm going to slip my meat into your mouth, and you're going to love it." Yeah.
Yeah.
What a sacrilegious thing to say on Christmas.
Oh, give me a break, will you? This is God.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get back now to Ted's of Beverly Hills here. I'm Chef Carl Gianelli, and we're hearing the Christmas wishes of our young people. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, here on a Christmas Eve. Now let's bring on this little lady here. Your name is what?
My name is Mary.
Mary?
And do you understand people know it's you doing the voice?
Would you shut your hole? Shut the hole under the nose.
Ted, let's have a drink.
No, I'm not having a drink. This guy's... Go ahead. Do you honestly believe that Chef Carl Cedilia, or excuse me, Chef Santa Cedilia is talking to a little kid? Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Read it and weep, Jack. Okay, what is your name?
My name is Mary.
Your name is Mary? What would you like for Christmas, Mary?
I just want to have, like, a bicycle with a banana seat.
You want a bicycle with a banana seat, okay? One of those, kind of like those little mini bikes or whatever?
No, it's a video bike, but it has a banana seat.
Okay. I don't know.
Well, you're doing the voice, Chef.
I know I don't understand what I'm saying. Okay, we'll get you one of those bicycles with a banana seat. Thank you very, very much, Mary. Thank you very, very much, Mary. Eh? Yeah. Ted Bell is standing at the corner here shaking his head. Now what's your problem?
What's my problem? Could you turn that off?
Okay. What's your problem?
My problem is you're sitting there in my restaurant talking to yourself, talking to, you know, the fake little girl, and then you have the gall to talk about a banana seat.
That's what they have on the bicycles.
Ted, you know something? You let Chef Cedilia do this tonight. You said he could be Santa Cedilia.
Look, I had no idea he was going to start making up. He was going to do fake voices like Henry does.
Well, that's what he's doing.
That's what I'm doing. Read it and weep. Chump.
Chump, is it?
I'm sitting here, I'm trying to do this, and you're standing over there. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't see it, but Ted Bell has his arms crossed, but one hand is flipping me off. And he's been doing that solid for the last 30 minutes. How many of you have seen him actually giving me the finger and not even caring at all? Yeah, see?
Oh, bullshit. There they are. Ladies and gentlemen, I have my arms folded, and yes, one hand is relaxed into a finger. I didn't intend to make the finger, but my hand just relaxed. It's been a hard day, and I just went, and my hand...
And your hand just relaxed in the shape of a finger.
Yes, yes, yes!
What a fucking weird ass.
Yes, it's Ted's of Beverly Hills, Tedmas with Chef Santa Chedilia.
I'm Chef Santa Chedilia here, and we are just excited as heck to be here with you here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And we have the children lining up. I'll be talking to them and finding out exactly what it is they want for Christmas or Tedmas.
Yeah, we want to. What do we want to do?
You better believe it. All right, what's your name?
Tommy.
Your name's Tommy, and so Tommy, tell me, what do you want for Christmas?
Well, I want to have a race car. I want to drive a race car the way I saw Max happen.
You want to drive a race car the way you've seen Max Verstappen?
It's Max Verstappen.
Excuse me. Okay. What is it?
Yeah, I want to have a race car like the one that Max Verstappen drives.
Yeah, you're talking about Max Verstappen.
Right, Max Verstappen.
You're doing the voice and you can't even do it right.
If you don't shut up, I'm going to come over there and I'm going to throw you off this rooftop.
Boy, would I love to see that.
Really?
Watch this. Hey, come on. Wait.
Chef Chedilia just threw Ted Bell off the roof of this restaurant. Oh, my.
No, he's fine. I'm all right, Margaret.
What are you doing? Oh, you're hanging on.
I'm hanging on to this flagpole here.
Help him up, bud.
Come on, Mr. Bell.
Yeah, okay.
Shit. Merry Christmas, everyone.
I'm Chef Carl Chedilia, Chef Santa Chedilia.
I'm Ted Bell.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm General Galen Shaw.
Somewhere around here is Phil Henry. Phil, Merry Christmas, everyone.
What's your name? What is it? Toby? What would you like for Christmas?
Would you knock this off?
Oh my God.
Knock it off, come on. Yeah.
Well, just tell me, I want to have some chocolate.
You want to have some chocolate?
Hey, Chef Chedilia, knock it off, okay? Or I'll throw you off the roof.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, God, I'm going to hurt you.
Yeah, a little fat for you, aren't I?
Oh my God.
Are you all right, Ted?
I think I ruptured my ball.
Ted has a rupture from lifting up lard ass here.
Oh boy, thanks a lot for that, Margaret.
Ted Bell has a rupture from trying to pick up Chef Chedilia and throwing him off the roof of the restaurant. Couldn't do it. Now, okay, there he is. His hand is relaxed into the finger again.
This is what Ted Bell is doing tonight. All of our great efforts and all Ted is doing, standing with his arms folded. And what are you saying?
My hand, I'm very tired. My hand is just relaxed, and it just happens to be the middle finger.
The world famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on iHeart Podcasts. I'm Chef Santa Chedilia.
Bullshit. Oh,